Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Waking up on Monday and the coffee just can't quiet. Wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right. But you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Part of The Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
Well, I sing along every week.
It grows on me each and every week, too.
God, what a great jingle.
And it slaps.
Hello, sir.
Hello. How are you?
Never better. Would you believe that?
Never better.
Never.
I don't believe it.
Like, that's a pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? That's a solid statement. That is a absolute. There's never a
never.
Time in your life when you have been better than right now.
That's right.
All right, I'm asking this. Joey, take your wife and kids out of it because that's lame and boring and easy.
Okay.
You know, you can't be like, oh, my kid was born. Yeah, everyone says that. You have
great.
To.
Marriage,
like
birth of kids. Take it out.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
When was Joey never better?
January 1st, 2002 at 10:17 p.m.
Guessing Fiesta Bowl.
Right.
There you go.
But see, this was post Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah.
And we had, so my cousin Andy, you know, our whole family was staying, it wasn't a Motel 6, but it was like a Holiday Inn or something. And as he was walking out the door in the morning to the game, he walks by this, you know, not a banquet hall, but like, you know, hotels have like an event space, you know, where you slide the doors. He's like, hey, what's that over there? Oh, you know, we rent it out. Is it rented out tonight? No. Well, how much does it cost? No, $250. Great. We'll take it. So he reserved that little banquet space, event space, which was essentially just like a carpeted, you know, open area, and assuming that we were going to come back and have a victory party. Well, sure enough, we did. And I was, you know, you have those moments where I was sitting next to my dad and my grandfather, and just kind of taking in what had just happened. You know, I mean, this was pre-Chip Kelly. This was pre, you know, everybody. Like, Oregon football had just changed. And I'm sitting next to my dad and my grandpa and surrounded by family in a banquet room of a Holiday Inn and saying, you know what? I don't know that it gets much better than this.
That's a good one.
There was a moment.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And then about 45 minutes later, my college roommates jumped off the second story balcony into the swimming pool. And then things got significantly worse. So it was that 10:17. Yeah. That's why I said, like, once we hit 11 o'clock, then things went way south.
Wow. Good story.
I like that. That's well played.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I said never better, I never mean that. I just always say that. That's just my go-to line. Because it, you know, it's just,
yeah,
it's positive thoughts.
I was living the dream is mine.
But yeah. Here's the thing, though, Rob. Like, somebody said, and I'm sure many people have said it, but, like, be where your feet are. Mm-hmm. Right? You can sit there and you know, we all joke about it. Like, how are you doing? Oh, great. Never better. Fantastic. Spectacular. You know, wonderful. But we're live. And
that's right.
Yeah. You know, I'm sitting here in my living room after a wonderful day with friends. An incredibly generous friend has just donated, you know, essentially about 100 cases of enough grapes to make 100 cases of wine for our foundation that we can turn into a scholarship. And my son has a high school soccer game in the playoffs tomorrow. And my other son is playing soccer in the Founders Cup with his friends. And, like, life is good. Yep. Like, be where your feet are and enjoy it. Like,
yeah. And if you,
it's okay.
It's true. And if you look at it that way, maybe it is never better.
Yeah.
Cause it's just, you know, the present always the best.
Yeah. There is.
Yeah. Be where your feet are and love it. You don't need to be looking back or looking forward. Just, hey, be where you are right now and appreciate how great it is. And if it's not great, then appreciate how it makes you feel. How about that?
Well, one of my favorite quotes, I've actually had it on my wall for probably 15 years. I have a little stencil of it, and I've put it on every home that I've ever owned, every place I've ever been. We were talking about piano players a few weeks ago, and I mentioned I was a Warren Zevon guy, one of my favorites, and I live my life by this. He was dying; he had congestive heart failure, and he was dying. He went on David Letterman's show, which is where I first heard him, and he knew he was dying, so they gave him the whole show. And Dave, you know, they were it's really kind of an emotional moment. And David Letterman asked him. He said, "In your current condition, do you know something about life that I don't?" And Warren kind of sat there and he had this great personality and was laughing about the whole thing. And he just said, I just didn't know how much I was supposed to enjoy every sandwich. And that always stuck with me. And then at the end of it, when they had the performance, they hugged and Warren said something to him. And later on, when someone asked Dave what he said, and he told David Letterman to enjoy every sandwich. And I just have always had that. And like no matter what kind of day you're having, take 5 minutes and your sandwich can be anything, but take 5 minutes and appreciate something, you know, in your life. And I've always held on to that. It was kind of when you were talking about that, it reminded me of that you can always find something in your moment to be like, hey, this is pretty stinking great.
You know, what's really interesting is you say that and what I'm 40. We had this conversation. We're going to do it again. I turned 47 a couple weeks ago. I thought I was 48. And for so long, I was just like anti-bad. Like, no, like it's not going to happen. Like, this is not what's supposed to happen. This is not what's, you know, what my life is. You know, this is not what I'm working on. Like, if you work, you do it. And it turns out well. You know what? Sometimes the ball bounces the other way.
Yeah.
And in the moment, it feels like absolute garbage. And you know what? Maybe it is absolute garbage. But when you get through it, and when you look back on it, and when you are able to put it in context and realize what it turned into, and realize how it affected the way that you interact with other people, and realize how it has shaped the way you approach the world. Like, there's so much good that comes from the bad that, like, actually sitting and saying, you know what, this sucks right now, there's a goodness to that, there is 100%. A value to that, And man, Rob, you can just go away because me and Big, you know, me and Sook, when you're on vacation, we go like we go hard into the psychology of sports and life. And so this kind of seems like the direction we're going today.
Rob's like, I'm out. Don't threaten him. Out. Don't threaten
Kansas,
him to leave.
What? Feelings? No, we don't talk about feelings in the Midwest.
Bye, bitches.
Now he's laying out. Look at him over there.
Now he's out.
Well, he's cold and dead inside. You know,
that's not true. I believe everything you guys are saying, I think that too. I think that was very heartwarming. I do feel that. That said, let's change the subject.
Now let's talk about football.
Yeah, well, we got to talk about Iowa, and in the interest of time, we need to stay on the clock. Yeah, I know. You don't want to talk about Iowa football?
Why? Because I know you're going to bring out the patented Joey Harrington worry meter, and you know what? Yep. It's going to get crazy.
It's climbing, isn't it? It's climbing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to it next. This is Joey Harrington each Friday here, courtesy of Mods PDX on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we're with Joey Harrington, and it's time to talk about Iowa. And I got the hint there as we tease this segment that you are a little antsy about this one. Where is the patented Joey Harrington worry meter?
Where do I want to admit that it is, or where is it really?
Now let's where is it really? Let's give us an honest assessment.
7.5.
That's high.
That's one of the higher ones we've had this year.
Yeah, absolutely. That might be the highest one.
I don't even think you were that high on Indiana.
No, I don't think so.
I wasn't that high on Penn State.
No.
I wasn't high on, I wasn't either.
Penn State. Indiana had my attention. Penn State did not.
Nope. Here's why. So you lose to Indiana. Fine. Happens. They beat you, right? We talked about that. Like, sometimes you get punched in the face, right? The old Mike Tyson thing. Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. Well, you got punched in the face, and what happened is you came out against Wisconsin, and, like, you were lifeless for the better part of three quarters. That makes me nervous. And I know it was raining, and I know it was the response to the loss at Iowa makes me nervous. Now, so you know, on a good team, when you lose a game, you go one of two ways, right? It's everything collapses. Or you the week after things are a little weird, and then you recalibrate and go. I was expecting a recalibration against Wisconsin, and it didn't happen. And that makes me hesitate enough to make me worry. And now, do I think that Iowa is a better football team than Oregon? No, I don't. I don't at all. But with the way the last couple weeks have gone, going on the road against a, hey, look, they're a good team. Are they elite? No. But like, this is, remember when we went to Wisconsin last year?
Yeah.
And it was what? 7-6 going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what this makes me feel like. Me that too. We could end up in one of those Big Ten 7-6 start of the fourth quarter, and then you never know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Right. What I want to see, I wanted to see like an explosion against Wisconsin. I wanted to see a screw you, like that was not who we really are, what you saw against Indiana. And we haven't seen that. And so until you see that, you're going to have hesitation about like, ooh, their best win, Penn State? Well, was Penn State really that good? All right, well, you played Indiana. Oh, well, Indiana beat you. Oh, well, you had a chance to respond against Wisconsin, a really bad team, and, oh, 21-7?
Mm.
You know, like, there are enough things here to make you nervous.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm at a 7.5. Do I believe they're a better team? Hell no, I don't. Do I think that Oregon can still make a splash and, I mean, hell, even right the ship and make a run at a national championship? Absolutely, I do. But at this point, right now, there are enough pieces on the other side to make me say, I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah. I think that's all, those are all very fair and valid points.
Yeah, you put it that way, now I'm nervous.
I just, anytime a team is capable of playing these slow down, drag it out games, I get nervous, especially when it's not the style that one team wants to play. I mean, they did this to Indiana, and you know, they were kicking a field goal with 2.5 minutes left. That if it goes in, maybe they do get Indiana. I mean, that was to take the lead. You know, so they certainly want to play that style. I will say this about Oregon. I think this is the sort of team that he's built that hopefully is made for these sorts of games, that can be physical and play a game in a phone booth like this and be as physical as Iowa, and then certainly should be more explosive. So, you know, you hit one or two explosive plays, you can put away Iowa because they just don't have the ability to come back.
Well, you hit it on the head right there, is that these – the last few years, and call it NIL, call it recruiting, call it whatever you want, the defense, Oregon is a different defensive team physically. You know, we've talked about, like, Oregon has the dudes now. Oregon has the physical athletic guys on defense that we didn't have 10, 20 years ago. So, yeah. They have the type of players to be able to stand up to that physical style of Iowa, Wisconsin, Big Ten, grind it out. And, yeah, then you get the ball back and you hit a play or two over the top and you got yourself a game. I expected that to happen against Wisconsin, and it didn't, and that's why I'm at a 7.5.
Yeah,
they were down 13-6 going into the fourth quarter at Wisconsin last year.
Yeah, it was an ugly game.
And won 16-13.
And then you throw in the weather, and you know it's going to be in the high 30s, low 40s, and sleet and snow.
Well, you know
and
what,
all
man? I like seeing them get tested. You know, if you look at it last year, they got tested by two teams, generally speaking. Yeah. Ohio State tested them, obviously, and Wisconsin tested them. Outside of that, and you got to give them credit for this. That was it.
Yeah.
This is fun. Like we were talking earlier. If Oregon's program is where we think it is, they win this game. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but you know, this
national
is a great
champion shouldn't lose to Iowa.
It's just a really good litmus test, I think, because you're right. There are a lot of reasons
like
to be nervous.
Yeah. Like you said, last year there were no tests really other than that Ohio State game. And what happened once you got into the meat of it in the playoffs? You get kicked in the teeth.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Iowa, USC, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Like those are three tests coming up here at the end in a month.
Yep.
And if you can get through that, then hell yeah, you deserve to be in that spot. And not only do you deserve to be there, but you have you've proven to yourself that you can withstand that getting punched in the face, right? Oregon hadn't been punched in the face, but maybe for, you know, a quarter or two against Ohio State, and they ended up winning. Like, that is something, if you get to this, if you get through this gauntlet at the end of the season and get to the playoff, all right, I probably feel better going into it this year than I did last year.
Yeah, right. Because it's a real test of their mettle.
Yeah. There is something there is something to that. Like, everyone wants to be blowing teams out, but there is something to being drug into deep water and finding a way to swim, because that will happen in the postseason. Like, there's very few teams that pull a Joe Burrow and LSU that just blow through people. I mean, it does happen. Ohio State had a little bit of that in the postseason, but certainly in the regular season, they were pushed multiple times and came up short in those games. So it is nice to see some resolve when you know, push comes to shove.
And there is one correction here. They did play Rutgers.
That's true. Yeah, in between.
After Indiana.
And they kicked them.
And they absolutely destroyed them.
Yes, they raced them.
There was that game.
Record doesn't count.
Do they ever? Is the real question.
Record doesn't count for anything. I'm sorry, but they don't.
All right.
Ever.
Well, we must run. Hope you have a great weekend.
That's it?
Yeah.
It went quick.
Well, we're live today. Mm-hmm. You know, not
we're always live.
We're live. What are you talking about? We're always
not
live.
Not to peel back the curtain too much.
We're always live. No, come on.
You know. We're always live. Shh.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Everybody.
I dare you insinuate that was never live.
Sometimes we tape and we go for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, it does. Like,
and then people get mad because, you know, where's the club?
Well, today we have a short club anyway, so.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we better go.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
How long is the longest traffic jam in history?
I guarantee it was in China.
Ooh.
I've seen some of the aerial photos of that stuff.
You might be right.
Yeah.
We'll kick off the club with that coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.